No.
And say if a man was hammering and hit his thumb, what exclamations might he get? If you, what would you say if you were angry?
I was angry, shit. Or damn, or hell, or something like that.
What would you say if you were surprised or something? What exclamations would you have if someone told you something that surprised you?
All depending on what it is, I might say really, or I'll be damned.
Okay. And if you were disgusted with yourself, if you've done something stupid and you just realized there's so much to say.
How stupid can I be? That was a dumb thing to do.
Okay. If someone said something kind of shocking and you sort of resented them saying it, you might say, why the very, what
is nerve for you.
Or the very
nerve of you?
What about the very
time? Oh, the very idea that you would even think of saying such a thing like that.
And when a friend of yours says good morning, what might you ask of them?
Hi, how are you?
What about when you're introduced to a stranger? What might you say?
Hello, how are you? I'm very happy to meet you, something like that.
And if some people were leaving your house after a visit, you say, well, I hope you
had a nice time and we'll come back again soon, something like that. Or we'll see you soon.
Okay. And if someone had done you a favor, you might say thank you or much.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
Or much. What else did you say besides thank you? Did you ever say I'm much of?
Yeah. I know what you're saying, but I don't say it much obliged.
Does that sound old-fashioned to you?
Well, I might jokingly say it because it is not what I normally say.
And say if you had a question, I might say, well, I don't know the answer. You better go.
Ask someone else.
Okay, so you said, so then I went and
Ask.
Okay, and you say, you're the second person who's
ask me that question.
And you'd say, how would you greet someone around December 25th?
Merry Christmas.
Okay. What about on the 1st of January?
Happy New Year.
Anything else you'd say? Besides Merry Christmas or Happy New Year? Did you ever say a Christmas gift?
No.
And what would you call them? What would you use to break up the ground with? If you wanted to plant, what different tools do you use? What kind of equipment do you use to take care of your yard?
You could use a hoe, a rake, a fork, shovel.
What's a fork look like?
It's a long-handled instrument that has teeth sharper than a rake and longer teeth than what you would have on a rake.
Mm-hmm. When you talk about rake, is that something that's got hard teeth to it, like hard metal?
Right, close together, slightly bent. That there are various kinds now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they used to be used for grass and what have you, but now you have the carpet rakes for shag carpet.
What do you mean, carpet rakes?
Carpet rakes for the carpet. Floor carpet, shag, rakes, that you rake the shag to bring it up.
Do you call them rakes whether they're flexible kinds or whether they're, you know, hard metal?
Yeah, I think so.
You just call them rakes either.
Right, uh-huh.
What would you use to trim the, or to cut the bush or hedge?
Okay. You can call them hedge shears, hedge clippers, hedge scissors. We generally, when we had the kind that you had to manually do the ones that open and close, I think we call them hedge clippers. Now we have some electric or battery operated. We call them shears, hedge shears.
What do you call the big power driven thing that you can break the ground up with?
A plow.
You call it a plow, whether it's driven by power or
I think so.
And what do you
portable use? Plow, if it's for, you know, the backyard or a small garden or something, you can get the portable plows.
What do you call that little thing that you use, small, less than a foot long, that you use it for getting up weeds or planting, digging holes to plant flowers? Something else. A little tool that's got three prongs.
Edger?
What's that?
Edger?
What do you use it for?
To trim, to get up weeds.
What would you use if you had if you did a lot of work down on your knees in a garden, a flower bed, whatever? What little hand tools would you have?
Okay, hand shovel. That you can scoop dirt out with. That's all I call a hand spade.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
What's the one that's got the teeth like three prongs?
Maybe it's a hand fork. I don't know. I have one. I use it.
But you don't.
I just refer to them as hand tools.
And what would you use to cut the grass with?
Lawnmower,